The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Well done once again to the very nice people behind Funderland. They've been doing this for years, and today, assuming it goes ahead with the weather, but today they're having hundreds of young people with additional needs from around the city and county. They do this quietly and without fuss every year. They invite hundreds of them for a morning, and they set the fairground up specially for them. And it is such a kind thing that the people behind Funderland do every year, and that's why they deserve your support. 0818 96 96 96. Yesterday morning I spoke with Anna Marie. She had seen, or her mom at least, had seen an A&E, an ED in Limerick being cleaned, people moved, things polished and furniture restored and rearranged and organised for a visit of Minister Stephen Donnelly. She'd seen it with her own eyes. And I was remarking how I'd seen bright, spick and span new departments over the years. And then I spoke with Dr. Chris Luke, who in his 40 or more years in the trenches had seen it happen dozens of times, and he always felt it was insulting to him and the staff around him who were working in the trenches, working in awful conditions a lot of the time. He always felt that it was very insulting to doctors, to nurses, to porters, to cleaners, to everybody, to have them do that so that management looked good with the hospitals, or with the minister, rather. I said myself that if you are the manager of a hospital, and there are many around, and I speak to you all, and if you're listening to me, I don't care if you're annoyed by this, if you are doing that to keep the minister happy, then in my view, you're not worthy of your job. That's just me. Graham Manning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you getting on, PJ?
Good. Before, would you agree with me?
Topic, if it's all right.
Yeah.
Can I just echo what you just said about Funderland? Because 22 students from that I teach just left, are literally piling into taxis as I speak.
Brilliant.
On their way to Funderland for the morning, and they're all really looking forward to it.
A lot of people don't know that. They've been doing it for years, and it's very kind of them, yeah.
And they remember from years ago. I remember the first year we did it, and we never have to come back to them. Every year they actually send us a letter inviting us. It's not something I even need to remember. Sure. It's incredibly generous of them, and there's a, like you just said, hundreds of students who are going to have a really, really good middle of the day. Now they do have to come back and do some classes afterwards, but still. I just wanted to say that, thanks to them.
Okay. On the subject of cleaning the department, and as Chris Luke put it quite so eloquently yesterday, the only thing that you haven't done is bake fresh bread.
I'm not obviously a medical practitioner, someone who works in a hospital or healthcare in any way. So I work in a school, but I have students come and visit us, parents come and visit us, teachers come and visit us, principals come and visit us, politicians come and visit us, ministers come and visit us, and the former teacher come and visit us. I and my colleagues do not tidy up our classrooms to make them look any better than they are on a regular day. You come in and visit us and you see it as it is. It's tidy and neat anyway, but it is a functioning school. We're not going to sanitize something to make it give us some false impression to somebody coming in here, especially somebody who might have oversight or an influence on how you could improve things.
Yeah,
I can't wrap now. I would be absolutely shocked, and open to correction if I'm wrong, but I would be absolutely shocked if any of that is the idea of frontline staff.
I would very much doubt it.
I would very much doubt it
as
well.
The memo comes from upstairs. The memo comes from upstairs. And as Chris put it yesterday, and the podcast is there if people want to listen to it, you'd see them, cleaners and other such staff, on a directive from above, arriving like a SWAT team.
Yeah, it's obscene. It's obscene. And I'm sorry, I would also be absolutely shocked any minister or politician going into that environment who doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I'm sorry, it is their ministerial brief to be aware of the conditions of, in reference to Mr. Donnelly, to healthcare, he knows what it's like.
Now,
so he knows he's going into an environment that has been artificially changed just to give him a nice photo op. Everyone involved in that whole thing knows it's fake.
Yeah.
And that's just wrong on so many levels.
Well, my view, and I'd stand over it, and I'd take any hospital manager on the phone, past or present, who wants to challenge me on this, you're not worthy of your job if you bend to that kind of nonsense.
Yeah. You're not doing your job. I mean, look, part of your job is, especially as a hospital manager, is to ensure, I would assume, your facility or the location that you work in is as well equipped as possible. by giving a minister, much as they're aware of it or not, a false impression of how equipped and able to function where you work is, you are undermining your chances of resolving the issues that we're all well aware exist. Obviously, the doctor who spoke yesterday will speak far more eloquently and more detail on the subject than I can, but there's not a person in this country that isn't aware our healthcare system is falling apart, and none of that is the fault of frontline staff.
And yet the lie is perpetuated.
On the street knows it.
Yeah.
So the most grating thing I would imagine for staff in there is just for me personally, if it was done where I am, I couldn't stand there with a straight face shaking the hand of the person and, you know, glad handing and all that. Maybe that's me. Maybe a bit more argumentative than some. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. I think if you found out tomorrow, Graham, that Norma Foley was coming to your school in 2 weeks' time, would there be paint pots brought out?
No. Now, I'm not in charge of that, obviously. I'm just a teacher in the school. I'm not school management or anything like that. But I would be absolutely shocked if there were. No, you come in and you see the building as it is. You see staff as there. Don't think Minister Foley would want to come talk to me, to be honest. But she would be more than welcome to, and more than welcome in our school, obviously. Now, that's for a management thing to say.
Of course it is, but I take your point, Graham. I take your point. The falsehood should not be perpetuated. Thank you very much, Graham. Graham Manning, and indeed another bunch gone from his school down to Funderland this morning, and fantastic to see it. And the next time that you're down there, just turn around. If you know anybody who's in that position with a disability or an additional need, just think of Funderland and many other people. Many other people will come to town over the course of the year and won't do anything like that. But Funderland do it every year.
Cork's 96 FM.